I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
What kingdom has sent you?
The kingdom of the Most High.
Any investment discussed on Wall Street Raw is presented for educational purposes only. We strongly recommend you seek out a competent, licensed professional for advice.
Nothing you have ever experienced can prepare you for the unbridled carnage you're about to witness. The Super Bowl, the World Series, they don't know what pressure is. In this building, it's either kill or be killed. You make no friends in the pits and you take no prisoners. 1 minute, you're up $500,000 in soybeans, and the next, boom, your kids don't go to college and they've repossessed your bed.
Talk Radio is proud to present Wall Street Raw with TV's Wall Street Week elf and nationally recognized market timer, Mark Leibovit, who welcomes you on board his financial time machine. And here is the elf himself, Mark Leibovit.
Hello, everyone. Good afternoon, good evening, depending on when you're listening to the show. It's Mark Leibovit from Wall Street Raw Radio, and thank you again for joining us. We're broadcasting live from Freedom Fest in Las Vegas at the Paris Hotel. This is a conservative, libertarian, financial event. Terrific, 10 years running. Had a great presentation last night from, believe it or not, William Shatner. And we have Steve Forbes here. We have Jim Rogers here. Doug Casey. A lot of the big names in the financial sphere. Of course, Mark Skousen, who we've had on the show before, who is the pretty much promoter of the entire event, Dinesh D'Souza and so forth. We're hoping to have Jim Rogers on an interview, but it's not going to happen here today, so we'll get it on a future broadcast. We are going to, however, have Jeff Bishop joining us, Petra Hess, Sinclair Noe, Henry Weingarten, Harry Boxer, and Don Violo on the show today, along with a new special guest, Jayant Bhandari, who was a speaker here at the Financial Conference, the Freedom Fest. So just, you know, a lot to talk about here today on the show. The markets, of course, are in a little bit of a seasonal negative period entering the August-September time frame. So a little caution, I guess, it needs to be exercised at this time. At the same time, we're seeing a little rally in the bond market, a little strength in the gold market. So there's always some opportunity out there, including the very interesting cannabis stocks, which I'm going to talk about again in a later segment since we do produce the Cannabis Vice Letter. And also, I want to thank Swiss America for being a sponsor of the show. If you want more information, I want you to call them at 800-289-2646 for their free books, Don't Bank on It, and The Secret War of Cash. That's Swiss America. Please give them a call and mention you heard them, heard about it here on Wall Street Raw. 800-289-2646. Let's join our first guest, Jeff Bishop. Welcome back, Jeff Bishop, to Wall Street Raw on this Saturday morning and Saturday evening, depending on when you're listening to the show. Jeff was on the show last week. He's a great trader, and he's involved with two websites, topstockpicks.com and ragingbull.com. And last week he gave us a couple really good recommendations, and hopefully you benefited from that, both long the bond market and long gold. And obviously we like to hear, you know, winning trades on our show. Thank you, Jeff, for joining us and coming back.
Yeah, it's great to be here again. Thanks for having me.
Okay, those markets got a little overdone to the downside, and bonds needed to rally, you said, and gold, and here we are. How do you feel now?
Yeah, well, I did call the gold rally, though I didn't participate in that one. The trades kind of got away from me a little too fast. but I did have a great week. Barnes, on the other hand, had a great trade on this week with TLT calls all throughout the week, so I sold the last of my position today, and that ended up being a really good trade. I think last week when I was here, TLT was making a base around the 122 level, and today we're close to 126 on that, so it was a pretty good move for something that doesn't normally make a big move in a week.
You also leveraged. I believe you gave us TMF, which was triple long as well, correct?
That's right. Yeah, so TMF is the ETF that we were in with the topstockpicks.com newsletter. In that newsletter, we only trade ETFs, and that was the ETF play. So that one did well, of course, but the options really had the most bang for the buck.
In a few seconds we have, tell us a little bit about what you are looking at now and your general strategy for investors who come to your website.
Yeah, so both those trades, gold and with bonds. So gold we weren't in. Bonds were just on the last piece of that today. So I really feel like that move has made the meat of that move at this point. I expect a pullback in the intermediate. So we'll be looking to rebuy bonds on a dip. And the same for gold. If gold has a pullback, I'll be looking to buy gold. We also started shorting oil yesterday. I feel that trade is, it really moved too fast. So I don't want to get into oil at this point, but I do feel like it's going to base out. You're looking at that. Look at USO around a $9.20 level going into next week.
Okay, and that would you go long if it got down to that level?
Yeah, at around $9.20, I think USO is a great spot to look for a long position. We're currently short, but we expect to cover before then.
Jeff, it was a pleasure having you on the show again. Great ideas. You know, traders like to keep it short and sweet, and you're certainly doing that. Jeff Bishop from TopStockPicks.com and RagingBull.com. Go to those websites and sign up for those services. Great services. Jeff, thank you again, and we'll have you back real soon.
Thanks so much. Have a great week.
Same to you. Welcome your special guest to Wall Street Raw on this Saturday morning, Petra Hess. She's with RagingBull.com, and she's been trading actively for about 8 years, and she developed educational courses how to trade. And basically, after trading mostly Canadian mid-cap large U.S. stocks, she's identified chart patterns that tend to recur, and she's got her own product and website, and it's really a pleasure having her on the show. Thank you, Petra, for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about what you do at RagingBull.com, and then after that, we can talk about what you're thinking about now, what our listeners might be interested in buying or selling.
I have a service called Petra Picks where I put out trade ideas for large and mid-cap U.S. and Canadian stocks, and it also has a very large educational component to the website.
Are you mostly technical?
Mostly a technical trader, very technical.
Okay. And basically what I read on your site is you learned through the school of hard knocks to try to be patient and wait for your trades to set up, correct?
I certainly did. When I first started trading, I threw a lot of money at the market and found out that the market isn't kind and takes it back, chasing stocks that were going up and putting way too much into the trade. And now I sit back, I've identified chart patterns that work for me, and now I just sit back patiently and wait for those patterns to occur.
So you're bullish on mining stocks. Tell us a little bit about your opinion and what's happening in that sector.
Well, being in Canada, we're very resource-driven anyway, but I'm bullish on gold and silver going into the next few months. First off, it's seasonality. Mining stocks tend to bottom out coming into the end of July, beginning of August, and I'm seeing that on the charts happening. Also, I follow India very closely because India ranks second in the world in gold consumption. China's first. But India has already bought more gold in 2017 up till the end of June than they did in all of 2016. So based on some of the larger miners that I look at, like Royal Gold, Franco-Nevada, Newmont Mines, three of my favorites, sitting, especially with Royal Gold, at almost at all-time highs, it's really setting up to be a sweet spot to get into some mining stocks.
Okay, you gave us some good names, and you would also buy the physical as well, or no?
I own some physical gold myself, have for a long, long time, and the way I play physical gold is either with the ETF, the GLD, and the SLV for silver. Those are the two ETFs that you can use to own physical gold and silver. And then there's a fund here in Canada, and I'm trying to think of its name. I know it's ticker symbol CEF.A, and they hold physical gold and silver. That's the only way I play the physical.
Right, Central Fund account. I've been around a long
Central
time.
Central Fund, that's it.
Petra, thank you for coming into our world this Saturday morning and teaching us a little bit about your approach. How do our listeners reach you?
You can come to my website, www.petrapix.com, and there's all kinds of information there.
Thank you, Petra. We'll have you back on the show real soon. Petra Hess from RagingBull.com and PetraPix.com. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Petra, and we look forward to having her back on the show real soon. I have an urgent message for every listener out there with a bank account, stock portfolio, or 401k retirement account. We now know that nothing on the online world is truly private or safe from being hacked, including national secrets held by the CIA, NSA, and top intelligence agencies. So what can we do to protect our hard-earned money and privacy from cyber theft? Well, Swiss America, my sponsor, a firm committed to public education, has just published a new booklet with all the answers you need. It's entitled Don't Bank on It. It's thoroughly researched by a trusted contributor at Fox and by myself, and it's available by calling 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. Don't forget to tell them you heard about it on Wall Street Raw and Mark Lieber, but that's Don't Bank on It at 1-800-289-2646. As I mentioned earlier, we are broadcasting from Freedom Fest here in Las Vegas, and you can hear a little bit of the singing and piano playing in the background. 3,000 guests, huge turnout, and we really enjoy being here. Don't touch the dial. We'll be right back with two special guests, Jayat Bhandari and Harry Boxer.
You're listening to Wall Street Raw with Mark Liebovitz. Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com for information on Mark's newsletters and products. Stay tuned. Mark will be right back.
My friend, for years, Swiss America and I have been warning about the unsafe world of modern banking, in which merely holding cash might be a crime. Today, if you decide to withdraw cash, be prepared to explain why or fill out forms. So why are honest citizens suddenly being treated like criminals? That's the subject of two complimentary Swiss America special reports, The Secret War on Cash and The 10 Consequences of a Cashless World. Why don't you call Swiss America now for these free reports? 800-289-2646. Again, 800-289-2646. Does a cashless world concern you? It ought to. New government capital controls are targeting citizen savings and retirement funds. Take it from Pat Boone. These reports will explain what you can do about it. Call 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
Keep the change. Think big. Think positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Welcome back to the Wall Street Raw Radio Show with Mark Leibovit, your time machine for the financial markets. Want to know more? Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com. Now, here's the elf himself, Mark Leibovit.
Welcoming a very special guest to Wall Street Raw, J.N. Bhandari, who is a speaker here at Freedom Fest in Las Vegas, and he's currently traveling the world looking for investment opportunities, particularly in the natural resource sector, but he has expertise on the political, economic, and cultural issues, particularly in India. Let's talk about what's going on and what your presentation was like here at the conference.
Thanks for having me, Mark. India is becoming a police state. Government is trying to increasingly take control of people's private lives. They have imposed new taxes. Everything needs to be digitalized. They have attempted to remove cash from the economy. That has caused a huge amount of grief in the societies. Tens of millions of people have lost their livelihood. People are going hungry. Food prices, even today, are half as expensive as they used to be. And the reason is that poor people can no longer buy food. So there might be a huge amount of hunger set into the society already. It's a vicious cycle right now, because once you try to remove cash, even if you infuse cash back into the society, organs would have started failing by then. Business continue to fail, people continue to be laid off, and that's the situation with India today.
Why is there a war on cash going on worldwide, and why did India choose to do this now, do you think?
Governments want to take control of people's private life. They don't like you being a free man. You should be a cog, a nice shining cog in a big machine. And that's what Narendra Modi, Indian Prime Minister, tried to implement. He also wanted to please his Western leaders. He likes to be seen as an international leader, and he's not. But he thought it would give him good marks, good brownie points for doing this.
So if our listeners want to get in touch with you, Jayant, how do they do that?
My website is jayantbhandari.com, and everything I do is on it.
Could you spell that out for us now?
JayantBhandari.com.
Thank you, Jan, for being with us. And it's a short interview, but we have a lot of guests here at Freedom Fest. And thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me here.
Welcome back, my good friend and regular guest to Wall Street Raw, Harry Boxer from thetechtrader.com. Harry runs a live trading room which features his trade alerts and technical market analysis. He's only been doing this for about 50 years, and he's the author of the Profitable Day in Swing Trading book, which is named by Stock Traders Almanac as a 2015 Best Investment Book of the Year. Harry's my favorite trading friend. He comes up with the greatest intraday ideas, and you got to sign up to thetechtrader.com if you're really watching the market intraday, because Harry picks them. Thank you for joining us, Harry.
My pleasure.
What's hot today, Harry?
TEAR. Now, this company called Tier Lab exploded from the get-go, and early on this morning, when it crossed $2, I put a buyout on it about $2.15. It's currently $3.70 high for the day, and it looks like it could be 4.5 or 5 before the day's over. It's amazing. What a big percentage gain that's. It's up 110% today on 15 million shares.
What is Tier Lab? Do you know what business
it is? It says healthcare sector diagnostics and research, and I think they are involved with for the eyes.
Okay, a tier, that makes sense, TEAR, and they traded, well, that's what we're doing this interview during the day on Friday in the morning. It's already traded 15 million shares, so obviously it's a long way from getting a total volume figure.
And biotechs are having a good day, looks like. Several stocks we follow, like Tesoro, 137 up about almost 8, is having a good day, and several other stocks in that group.
Gilead's on the move, G-I-L-D.
Well, I told my people last week, if you look at Gilead's chart, after a big, big downtrend, and I mean for a year and a half, it broke out and pulled back right to the moving average, and I told my people at 69 it was probably a buy for a swing to 75. Well, it's 74.31 right now, and it looks to me like it could be 80.82 on this next move up.
Yeah, that's another hot one. Little pop in the gold and silver here.
Yeah, I'm noticing that. We day trade on JNUG today, but I'm not convinced yet, but I'd love to see it. Very high in that little gold stock that you and I follow called USA Gold.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if gold gets hot, that could really run. That could double or triple in the next 6 months, I think.
Yeah, that's USAU as a symbol,
right,
on that one. Okay.
And the reason is that it's a quality company with real quality management and strictly a gold play, but it didn't actually go public. It did a reverse merger with a DRAM, and a lot of people aren't really aware of it yet. So I think when that... So they've only been public via that reverse merger about 4, 5, 6 weeks, so something like that. And, you know, when it starts to get well-known and researched, I think you'll start to see that stock move dramatically.
Harry, thank you for joining us. We try to do a quick 2-3 minutes with Harry every week. Harry Boxer from thetechtrader.com, and we'll speak to you next week, Harry. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Thank you, Harry, and back live here at Freedom Fest. Let's look at some of the big point movers this week in the market. Let's start off with NVR, which was up 117 points to $2,648 a share. That's NVR. Markel, which is ticker symbol MKL, was up 50 points this past week to $1,023.60. Priceline had a big move this week. Of course, we heard William Shatner here at Freedom Fest last night giving a terrific presentation. That was a life experience, I have to tell you, folks. If you get a video of that presentation, I would contact freedomfest.com and certainly sign up for it. Anyway, Priceline, he made a lot of money in Priceline. That's why I bring it up. He was a spokesman, as you know, for the company. Stock was up 44 points this week to $1,994 a share. Vertex Pharmaceutical, that's VRTX, up 32 points this week to 163. Netflix was up 27.5 points this week to 188.54. Amazon was up 23.86 to 1,025.67. Google was up about 17 points to 972 this week, and that pretty much covers the big up moves here. Let's look at a couple of the down movers as we have time. Chipotle was down 50 points this week to 345. That's CMG. Alliance Data, that's ADS, was down 27.5 points to 236. Intuitive Surgical, that's ISRG, was down 24.25 points to 927.47. Investors Title, that's ITIC, down 14.5 points. Pool, POOL, that's the name of the company, and also the symbol, down 10.5 points to 105. And Omega Flex, which was OFLX, that's a symbol, down 10.5 points to 58.11. One more here, Northern Trust, down 10.25 points, that's NTRS, to 87.84. So give you a little sense of some of the action here this week. Still a lot of strength in those tech stocks, even though Tesla, which we were short here and made some nice money, had a big break and now starting to bounce back a little bit, but I'm not convinced that the down move in Tesla is over yet, so we're going to keep an eye on that at VRTrader.com. VRTrader.com, by the way, does host a series of newsletters, our famous cannabis advice letter, which we're going to talk more about here in the
the next segment, our gold letter, which covers natural resources, our VR trader, which has individual stock recommendations, and our silver, which is more general market commentary. And don't forget about my book, The Trader's Book of Volume, which was published back in 2011. It's an encyclopedia of all the major technical market indicators related to volume. So I'm very proud of that piece and that we put that out. And finally, we have our annual forecast report coming out every February, our cyclical forecast for the market. So we want to make sure if you haven't had a chance to sign up or take a look at that, that's something you want to check out too. Don't touch your dial. We'll be back after the break with Sinclair Know.
Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com for more information on Mark's newsletters and products. Stay tuned. Mark will be right back.
High-performance investors and traders use superior financial tools to achieve superior returns. You have that tool with Mark Leibovit, nationally renowned top market timer, legendary television Wall Street Week elf, and nightly business report market monitor, who shares with you his unique market tools and commentary at WallStreetRaw.com. Here, Mark provides you with his latest ideas on how to help build and protect your wealth and help you avoid the next big market tsunami. Mark has a special free gift for listeners of his Wall Street Raw radio show. Go to WallStreetRaw.com and sign up for his free monthly Cannabis Vice News Raw report. While there, go ahead and sign up for his free monthly Gold News Raw report. Both are totally free. No credit card information is required, and no one will call. Sign up today for your free Cannabis Vice News Raw report and Gold News Raw report at WallStreetRaw.com.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Grantham University. Flexible. Affordable. Relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, Call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Wall Street Raw. Want to know more about Wall Street Raw and the Leibovitz VR newsletters? Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com.
Back Sinclair Now, my good friend from KFNN 1510 Phoenix and author of the incomparable blog eatthebankers.com. Good morning, Sinclair. Thanks for joining us on this Saturday morning.
Well, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Well, leading right off with banks behaving badly and the eatthebankers.com great blog. I read this week that BNP Paribas was fined $246 million over currency manipulation. No surprise there, huh?
No, this has been an ongoing situation, and it's resulted in a couple of billion dollars in fines against seven banks tied to this Forex scandal. That includes Barclays, Royal Bank of Scotland, Deutsche Bank, UBS, JP Morgan, Chase, of course. They're all of them. Basically, they saying you're on probation. If you do this again, we're going to come after you. We'll give you a new notice against you. But they never come after him. It's parole violation after parole violation, and the guy never gets sent back to jail, right?
Yeah, here in Vegas, I'm attending Freedom Fest, as I told you, and they're releasing O.J. Simpson, so very similar, right?
Yeah. Well, the juice is loose, and so is BNP Paribas.
Well, let's see. Our good friend Jamie Dimon, he blasted the U.S. position. This is last week, but I thought it was an important one. He said it was almost an embarrassment being an American. And I, frankly, with our Eat the Bankers and our discussions regarding what the banks have been doing, I think it's more of an embarrassment to be part of J.P. Morgan Chase.
Well, yeah, if you had to choose between one and the other, I'll choose to be an American.
Right.
There's all Lebanon lawsuits against J.P. Morgan regarding silver manipulation in recent years. All kinds of good stuff.
Oh, there is a long, long list of J.P. Morgan Chase behaving badly. I've seen lists that stretch out over 40 pages since the turn of the millennium. It just goes on and on and on. And it seems as if, we were just talking about the Forex rigging. J.P. Morgan Chase was part of that. What are they not a part of? And yet they still seem to pull down a big profit. They reported a little over $7 billion in profit for the second quarter, 13% higher than last year. They've made over $26 billion months. That's a record profit for a U.S. bank. You know, Jamie Dimon, for all that he does...
I guess so. Well, we read this week that the Fed is on course for gradual rate increases. No surprise, we've been talking about this for several months, but Bill Gross came out with a warning this week, too.
Yeah, Bill Gross is worried about it. Now, of course, next week the Federal Reserve will be meeting an FOMC policy meeting. We're not expecting anything out of this meeting. Unless you disagree, I don't think there's anything that's going to come out of it.
It's summertime. I don't think they want to do anything and ruin people's vacations.
I think what the Fed is going to do is probably initiate a trimming of the balance sheet in September and then one more rate hike, in December. That's probably the path that they are on at this point. And it looks kind of like the ECB is kind of standing back as well. The ECB came out with a stand pat decision this week as well. Policymakers over in the ECB are currently buying about $70 billion worth of debt per month. And the question is, when are they going to change that? Well, we know they're going to keep it up to at least December. Draghi this week told reporters that he was putting off a formal debate for a while. And it all sounded rather dovish on the part of Draghi. And you might wonder, well, why did the euro so much? Basically, he didn't dwell on the strength of the euro, and that was a green light for currency traders. And we saw the euro jump up over $1.16 for the first time in over a year because Draghi just can't say FX and policy in the same sentence. Bill Gross warning about looming interest rate increases and the damage that can do to a global economy that has a tremendous amount of debt. He's worried about households as well as businesses. Households have nearly $15 trillion in debt. Businesses in the U.S., $13.7 trillion. He thinks governments will be able to deal with the debt, but it may present difficulties for households and businesses alike, and he's worried about it.
Well, we just ran out of time, Sinclair, so we'll have to pick up next week. Thank you again for joining us, Sinclair Noe from Cavin in 1510 and author of the blog, incomparable blog, eatthebankers.com. Thanks again, Sinclair.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, Sinclair, and thank you all for tuning in to Wall Street Raw here, which is my financial, spiritual, political, and musical time machine program where we cover just about everything related to Wall Street and a little bit on the political side, too. And I want you all to go to vrtrader.com and sign up for my Cannabis Vice Letter, the special $39 quarterly rate now available. And we're going to talk a little bit about marijuana right now and cannabis. I was one of the first out there with a newsletter. I may have been the second in the industry. Back in 2014, interesting story, I was a speaker at the World Outlook Conference in Vancouver, British Columbia, and I was asked, what do you think the next two new hot areas or what's a new hot idea? And I was speaking as a keynote speaker to about 1,200 people in the audience, and I said, well, I think it's cannabis, marijuana, and the laughing didn't stop for quite a while, and they're not laughing now because they invited me back every year and consider me a guru on cannabis and marijuana because of all the money that we made in the marijuana stocks, mostly Canadian names, but also a lot of U.S. names. Meanwhile, why is marijuana illegal? Well, the only reason marijuana is illegal is because of economics. It would cost pharmaceutical and alcohol companies. This is, we're talking about the U.S. now because it's legal in Canada. It would cost alcohol and pharmaceutical companies billions of dollars every year. The Partnership for a Drug-Free America is funded, I don't know if you know, by alcohol companies, and alcohol is also a sanctioned drug. Remember Prohibition? Meanwhile, marijuana has the ability to treat a number of debilitating diseases and improve the daily life of millions of people around the world. 10 illnesses that can be treated by marijuana. I'll try to cover those for you now. Marijuana can be used to treat and prevent glaucoma. According to the National Eye Institute, marijuana decreases the pressure inside the eye. Studies in the early 1970s showed that marijuana, when smoked, lowered intraocular pressure, IOP, in people with normal pressure and those with glaucoma. Marijuana helps reverse carcinogenic effects of tobacco and improves lung health. In January 2012, a study was published in the Journal of American Medical Association, which said marijuana does not impair lung function and can, in fact, increase lung capacity. Marijuana can also help epileptic seizures. Charlotte Figge, F-I-G-I, suffers from Dravet syndrome, and a strain of marijuana called Charlotte's Web, which I believe she created, has decreased Charlotte's seizures from 300 a week to just about one every 7 days. Marijuana can decrease anxiety. In 2010, researchers at Harvard Medical School suggested that some of the marijuana benefits may be associated with reduced anxiety. THC, which is the psychedelic, component of marijuana, slows the progression of Alzheimer's disease. A study led by Kim Janda of the Scripps Research Institute suggests that marijuana may be able to slow the progression of this disease. In 2006, the study published in the Journal of Molecular Pharmaceutics found that THC, that same chemical, slows the formation of amyloid plaques by blocking the enzyme in the brain that makes them. These plaques are the kill brain cells that kill brain cells and cause Alzheimer's. Well, marijuana also eases the pain associated with multiple sclerosis. GW Pharmaceuticals. That's GWPH. That's one of the recommended stocks we've had on our list for a couple, 3 years, and traded it quite often. It was still long. Has developed, it's really a premier name, has developed a drug derived from cannabis called Sativex, which helps patients who suffer from multiple sclerosis. And that's all we can cover now, folks, on marijuana. Try to sign up for the Cannabis Vice Letter at VRTrader.com. Stay tuned. We have two more guests.
Listening to Wall Street Raw with Mark Leibovit. Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com for more information on Mark's newsletters and products. Stay tuned. Mark will be right back.
High-performance investors and traders use superior financial tools to achieve superior returns. You have that tool with Mark Leibovit, nationally renowned top market timer, legendary television Wall Street Week elf, and nightly business report market monitor, who shares with you his unique market tools and commentary at WallStreetRaw.com. Here, Mark provides you with his latest ideas on how to help build and protect your wealth and help you avoid the next big market tsunami. Mark has a special free gift for listeners of his Wall Street Raw radio show. Go to WallStreetRaw.com and sign up for his free monthly Cannabis Vice News Raw report. While there, go ahead and sign up for his free monthly Gold News Raw report. Both are totally free. No credit card information is required, and no one will call. Sign up today for your free Cannabis Vice News Raw report and Gold News Raw report at WallStreetRaw.com.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
Responsibility begins and ends with our partners and our shareholders, and that's it.
There is no freedom without the law.
Get it? Got it? Good.
Welcome back to Wall Street Law and the final segment with Mark Leibovit. Now, here's the elf himself.
Welcome back our regular and always special guest, Don Villalo, who's the past president of the Canadian Society of Technical Analysts, but he was also the advisor to the very important Horizon Seasonal Rotation ETF from 2009 to 2015, so it's always great getting a portfolio manager on the phone. He also is the author of two great websites, timingthemarket.ca and equityclock.com. Thank you, Don, for joining us this Saturday morning.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
So we had some news this morning on the Canadian dollar didn't really move very much despite an important economic report I read.
That's correct. Surprisingly, the news on retail sales and CPI really did have little impact on the Canadian dollar.
Which has had a nice rally here in the last few weeks.
Yes, huge rally, mainly because of weakness in the U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar continues going lower. Of course, that's good for gold and gold stocks.
And also second quarter earnings reports came out.
Yeah, the second quarter reports by Canada's largest companies could be a pleasant surprise when they start coming out next week. Second quarter consensus earnings per share estimates on average show an increase of 11.3% for the top 60 companies in Canada. 47 companies are expected to report higher earnings. Only 8 companies are expected to report lower earnings. Companies expected to report the highest percentage gains include base metal stocks such as tech resources. Honorable mention can be given to the energy companies that will move from a loss last year to a small profit this year.
We just have a few seconds, Don. This is the seasonal time of year we look for a low in gold and silver, is it not?
It is the season for gold and silver. They had a great week last week. Moving above their 50-day moving averages for both gold and for gold equities. Stick with it for a seasonal trade right through until September.
Thank you, Don. Don Villalo from EquityClock.com and TimingTheMarket.ca. Thanks for joining us and talk to you next week. Welcome back, my good friend for many, many years and great interviewee on our Wall Street Raw program, Henry Weingarten from the Astrologers Fund. And he's only been doing this for about 50 years, but a great track record and recent great calls were the cement stock, Trump's success, and the move in gold. And also the big call we, very negligent if we don't mention, was the big break in Tesla, which Henry also predicted in recent weeks. Henry, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. As you know, or you may know, yesterday we tweeted out that within 2 to 3 weeks of the top, in fact, we may have seen the top very short term yesterday. A lot of people are seeing the same thing, which is a good sign. Markets are high enough. That doesn't mean they won't be a little higher at the end of the year. But as we get into this month, as we certainly get by the first week of August, if you want to be protected against the possible 3 to 5 to 10% downside move, you have to act now. And now means in the next 2 weeks before August, first week of August. You don't have to act because I think markets will come back up. But if you do want to do some shorting, if you do want to buy some puts, if you do want to write some calls, this is the time to do so. Basically, the S&P, assuming the Dow is starting to get hit, as we have mentioned, NASDAQ is going to get hit again in September, and these markets are pretty high up, so if you've got profits, you want to lock it in. On the other hand, like myself, I'm taking a vacation for 2 weeks. I don't really care.
Okay, would you be you'd be long gold now? We're in a seasonal bottom for gold,
well,
correct?
Absolutely. We did our last buy at 1210. We did a couple of others that were stopped out, but 1210. Now we're at the 1250 level. We can stick here. The longs are 1350. One's crazy not to own some gold or some gold stocks. Whether it goes down again, doesn't matter. It can at least be this high or higher and should be higher at the end of the year. So it's certainly a time to own some if you don't own some. Absolutely.
Thank you, Henry, for joining us. He was very patient. We were a little late getting to him, but thank you again, Henry, and we'll talk to you next week. We're talking to Henry Weingarten from the Astrologers Fund, and we'll be back again real soon. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Henry, and I want to thank all my guests on this fabulous broadcast from Freedom Fest here in Las Vegas. Jeff Bishop, Petra Hess, of course, Sinclair Noe, Harry Boxer, Don Violo, Jayette Bhandari, and again, Henry. I want to remind all of you that we are very grateful to Swiss America for sponsoring our show. So if you have some interest, and I think you should have, in their two free publications, The Secret War on Cash and Don't Bank on It, I encourage you to call them right away at 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. Get a free copy of both those books. There is a real war of cash going on, and we heard that from Jayette Bhandari here earlier in the program in India, and there's legislation in Congress that Craig Smith and I talked about on a previous show here about 2-3 weeks ago about legislation in Congress that could try to restrict cash even more, even Bitcoin, and you know, this takes away our freedom, and this is one of the reasons I'm at Freedom Fest here in Vegas. You know, we got to protect our rights, for our financial rights, as well as our political rights. So, you know, very important that we stay on top of these, and we try to broadcast our opinions and try to sway, you know, Congress from doing something which is inappropriate, at least in our opinion. Meanwhile, we have our show again, of course, next week at same time, 10 p.m. Eastern here on the BizTalk Radio Network. So we certainly look forward to tuning in at that time. And, of course, I enjoy broadcasting from this Freedom Fest festival here, which has been really a great, great experience. As I mentioned earlier, we had some great presentations here, and it's really been worth, you know, stopping by here. And I want to thank my host here for allowing us to broadcast from Freedom Fest. And don't forget about VRTrader.com, my financial newsletter. Go to VRTrader.com for more information regarding our cannabis vice letter, our platinum letter, our gold letter, my book, The Trader's Book of Volume, and, of course, the annual forecast model, which we call the VR Forecaster Report. Markets are, you know, at that point, as Henry just said, where, you know, we could be pivoting into a little bit of a summer correction. So I would, you know, certainly keep on your toes here in terms of adding any new positions right away and maybe even considering some hedging. And we'll do our best to update you both here and at VR Trader. As we do each week, we close our show as Ed Hart used to do every week on the old Financial News Network when he says, as we say, we will know in the fullness of time.
Thank you for listening to Wall Street Raw with nationally recognized market timer and previous Wall Street Week elf, Mark Leibovit. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Mark, please go to WallStreetRawRadio.com. Any stocks or investment discussed on Wall Street Raw are not in any way a recommendation or solicitation to buy, sell, or hold. We first recommend you seek out a licensed financial professional for advice. Go to WallStreetRawRadio.com for more information on Mark's newsletters and products.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at BizTalkRadio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.